Hazrat Abbas was the son of the commander of believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and he was also the son of Her Eminence, Lady Ummul Baneen. And Abbas ibn Ali was born in a home which had been mourning a great woman, a great lady, and a great mother, mourning the Lady of Light, Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha. A small baby is the joy of everyone's life, especially in a home where children are mourning a mother that had been taken away all too soon. And so Abbas ibn Ali was that very baby, a baby that brought the much needed smile to the faces of his siblings. Siblings who still mourned a martyred mother, and siblings who mourned an unborn brother. And so Hazrat Abbas was raised with the greatest love and care, and he was taught strength and determination and courage by his father, the forever champion of the Muslim Ummah. And Abbas ibn Ali's mother taught him loyalty, and of course being at the service of the children of Lady Fatima salamullah alayha, all noble qualities that would only become purer and become more sincere and become more ingrained as time went on. So right from his childhood to his teenage years and in the prime of his youth, Abbas ibn Ali would follow his older brothers, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. In time, Imam Hassan alayhi salam was martyred. This left a deep sorrow in the heart of Hazrat Abbas. The pages of time had turned, and Imam Hussein alayhi salam was now being forced to pay allegiance to a public drunkard, Yazid. But how could one like Hussein alayhi salam ever pay allegiance to one like Yazid? The great stand of the forces of truth against the forces of evil was continuing to unfold. And so Imam Hussein alayhi salam set out for the city of Kufa. Abbas ibn Ali alayhi salam followed behind, just as he had done since his childhood. In the land of Karbala, water had been stopped to the caravan of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, a caravan which included women and children. In the land of Karbala, Imam Hussein alayhi salam did not allow Abbas ibn Ali to go in the offensive, but it was acceptable to get water for the women and children dying of thirst. And so Abbas ibn Ali bid his farewells to the Imam of his time, to his older brother Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and to the rest of the women and children. A heart-wrenching moment, for Abbas ibn Ali was the flag bearer of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And furthermore, the women and children felt protected when Abbas ibn Ali was around. You know, he had been trained by Imam Ali alayhi salam himself. Hazrat Abbas left to get water with the flag of the pure Muhammadan Islam in his hand held high. It seemed like it touched the heavens. Tense moments passed by. The women and the children held their breaths, hands raised in prayer. Oh Allah, there's not much that is left. Dust be seen rising upon the battlefield. The sounds of shields breaking like thunder. Screams could be heard from far off. And then a strange silence. But the flag of the flag bearer could no longer be seen. Perhaps Abbas had reached the riverbank.